engineers.
My background's process engineering, so a lot of the reasons I started homebrewing was more to practice a lot of the science and art that was part of my career as an engineer.
Foodies.
When you're cooking on the stove, it's, you know, a dash of this, a pinch of that. But when you get into brewing, there's a lot more science behind it.
Homebrew champions.
We kind of reached the pinnacle of homebrewing, both in Indiana anyway. Both of us were Indiana Homebrewers of the Year several times.
Sounds like the perfect recipe for success.
It's one big chemical process from beginning to end, and all of the technology, the measurements, the temperatures, the pressures, the pHs, it's all so important, and it's just fun.
And it is for Bill Ballinger and Michael Pearson. Michael is a process engineer who lived in craft beer country Colorado for years. Then he moved to Indiana.
I started homebrewing in 2005 as just an outlet, a creative outlet, and started to meet a lot of the interesting people that are in the Indiana brewing scene, both at the commercial and homebrew scale.
That's where he met Bill. He's a metrologist, which is the science of measurement.
I enjoy cooking, and for me, it's about cooking with science.
They competed for a while, then partnered up to create Daredevil Brewing.
It was fun battling with him over the years to try to win the title. And, you know, one day the light clicked and we said, why don't we just, you know, put our minds together and come up with our own brewery. And that's how Daredevil got started.
Their flagship beer is Liftoff IPA,
which is 72 IBU beer, 7.2% alcohol, really balanced. West Coast style IPA.
Their careers and enthusiasm for the product are important components, but both say a solid business plan is the key to success.
It's about scale up. It's about understanding how to start a business and do it in a measured way that leads to results that long term get us to a place we'd like to be that, you know, really isn't possible in the first 6 months or 12 months. It takes time to build a supply chain and a market demand.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Jill Dittmeyer.